Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Renick. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Renick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Twins, 2. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freehan for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick strikes out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boswell moves to third. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0-for-1 in the game. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar juggles the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 1 in the game. Renick strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boswell strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boswell out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Sparma reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 2 in the game. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar juggles the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Sparma goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick fields it and throws to third for the out. Stanley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Euler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Al Kaline pinch hits for Norm Cash. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Bob Miller now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 3 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Horton moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Kaline now playing first base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro pinch hits for Rich Reese. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Castro moves to second. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 0 for 3 in the game. Renick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Castro scores. Quilici moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline fields it and throws to second for the out. Quilici moves to third. One out. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Bob Miller. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Quilici scores. Rosboro moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Castro now playing first base. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 4 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field. Ulander picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ulander. Stanley moves to third. Northrup moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 4 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Quilici hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Quilici reaches second base with a double. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Quilici moves to third. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Bruce Luck pinch hits for Al Worthington. Bruce Luck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops it up and throws to first, with Lasher covering, for the out. Roseboro moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dean Chance now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roseboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Belander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Oliva trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-5 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive towards first. Castro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Quilici is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Renick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Ray Euler. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Ron Clark pinch hits for Dean Chance. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kaline settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Rowland now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Northrup moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-6 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renick makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Renick. Northrup scores. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. One out. It's 6-5, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Castro bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Wyatt now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Quilici is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew pinch hits for Rick Renick. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. Castro moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 6, Twins, 6. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roseboro is walked intentionally. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland takes first base on ball 4. Allison scores. Castro moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.